Genetically modified crops have been around for quite a while. In the U.S. last year, more than 88 million acres were planted with genetically modified soybean, corn, cotton, and other crops. Some of these plants are engineered to be more resistant to herbicides, making it easier for farmers to get rid of weeds without damaging their crop. Others are engineered to resist plant-eating insects. But some scientists worry about the ecological effects of these crops. Allison Snow is a professor of ecology at Ohio State University. She studies genetically modified sunflowers. Snow says she got involved in this research when genetically modified crops were first being introduced because she was afraid no one else was looking at the environmental effects of these crops.
It was kind of out of a fear factor for me of wanting to make sure that someone was watching to see what the environmental effects might be.
The sunflower Snow studies have a gene added to them which produces an organic insecticide that kills insects feeding on the plants. According to Snow, the problem with these pesticide-producing sunflowers is the insect-killing gene can be transferred from crop sunflowers to their weedy cousins, which are often growing on the edges of fields. Bees, flies, and other insects can transfer the gene to the weeds by cross-pollinating the plants, which are close relatives. Snow's research shows once the gene gets into the weed population, the weeds become insect-resistant as well.
The new gene worked really, really well in the weeds. It protected them from the insects. And because they were protected, they had more energy to devote to making seeds.
Snow says the most startling result was the number of seeds these weeds were making.
In one of our study sites, they made 55% more seeds per plant just because of one gene, which is kind of unheard of.
The gene might make weeding a more difficult task, but Snow says she wouldn't quite call them superweeds, a term some environmentalists have used.
We might see that the weedy sunflowers become worse weeds. I wouldn't call them superweeds, because to me, that would imply that they had many different features instead of just one that causes them to make more seeds. But I could imagine in the future there might be enough traits out there that could turn a regular weed into something much more difficult to control, like really would be a superweed.
Snow says she will have to do more research to see if the extra seeds made by the weeds will turn into more weeds and hardier weeds in farmers' fields. But she might not be able to finish her research on sunflowers because the companies that make the crop have decided not to renew her funding and won't give her access to the sunflowers or the genes.
It was all about stewardship and responsibility.
Doyle Carr is a spokesperson for Pioneer Hybrid, one of the companies which makes the sunflowers. He says the company realized a few years ago there wasn't enough demand for the product to justify commercially producing it. As a result, he says, the company couldn't continue funding sunflower research and doesn't want to be held responsible for keeping the genes safe while the research is being conducted.
It's an issue of a biotech trait that we are not pursuing and not bringing to the market. And if we're not bringing to the market, we can't justify taking the responsibility of having that trait out being worked with a third party.
While some academic researchers argue the universities take on legal liability when they work with genetically modified plants, Carr says the university's liability is often limited by state law. He says the company is ultimately held responsible, if only by the court of public opinion.
Should something happen with this gene that was not expected or a mistake happened, they would ultimately come back to those who initially made the gene available.
While this issue remains unresolved, Snow is continuing her research. Genetically modified sunflowers are not the only crop to study. Snow is now working in Vietnam, where weedy species of rice grow naturally and where genetically modified rice might be introduced in coming years. She's concerned the traits of the genetically altered rice might be transferred to the wild species of rice, just as happened with the sunflowers. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Christina Rumbaitis-Del Rio.